Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name. We're heard on the station Monday through Friday at this same time. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at the greatest commandment. If it is, in fact, and it is, the greatest commandment that Jesus declared, then it's important that we understand it. We've been looking at the key words in that commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we've looked at the word love. We've looked at heart. We concluded yesterday's broadcast by looking at soul, which in the Greek is psuche, and it refers to man's moral or emotional nature, the seat of will and emotions. And we know that the Lord God breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. That Hebrew word there, nefesh, refers to breath, respiration, life, and it's the vital principle which results in death when the nefesh, the breath, or the soul leaves the body. And so, beloved, in order to walk a victorious Christian life, we must bring our soul nature, our emotions, our will, in submission to the Spirit of God. Our spirit, the spirit in man, must take control. We have that authority. We must will to do the will of God. I delight to do thy will, oh my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. And so we have to kill or mortify the natural lustings of the soul by submission to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Romans 8:13 says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit, that's how we do it, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Colossians 3:5-9 goes on to further instruct us, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, after the Lord. Praise God. So those are some powerful admonitions for us to take control of areas that we have the ability to can take control of. Sometimes the devil just wants to make us feel so weak, so impotent, that we don't have the ability, we can't do it. We're a slave to our emotions, we're a slave to our habits, we're a slave to those things that drive us. And that Paul said, I will not be in bondage to anything. And beloved, if there's anything in your life that keeps you in bondage, that you just cannot release, that you cannot just say, I don't have to have that, I don't have to go on with that, we have to be able to have nothing before us. They're all idols if they are. If we cannot give up something for the Lord, then you need to go to the Lord and talk to him seriously about that, because that's an addiction or a bondage to something. And so often we hear the word addiction, we think it's alcohol or drugs. Well, it can be any number of things. It could be a soap opera. Some people find escape in just, you know, or romantic novels or something like that. Everyone has different ways, depending on their personality and their needs, of finding escape or pleasure or some kind of surcease from the trials and troubles of this earthly life. But let's go on. it says in this great commandment that we're to love the Lord our God with all of our mind. Well, Romans 8 and 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 12 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And of course, how do we know what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God? Well, by reading the Word, by reading God's Word, it will enable us to renew our mind with godly principles, with godly attitude, with godly perspective. Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. All right, now, what does it mean to love the Lord with all of our strength? That's sort of something you might want to, or haven't thought about, perhaps. Well, that refers to our physical body. And what are we to do for to present our body a living sacrifice? And whatever we do, we should do it. Colossians 3:23 reminds us, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. And remember the rebuke that the Lord gave to the church of Laodicea in Revelation 3:15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Romans 12:11 reminds us, be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Beloved, this is what God wants for us, that we're to love Him with our entire being. Now, let's go to the Old Testament just for a moment, and I'm going to read Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 5. Well, let me start with 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, or with all thy strength. And of course, Jesus was just repeating that commandment that was given under the law. And beloved, we are to serve Him with all of our might. What does that mean? That Hebrew word chayil means might or strength or power, able, valiant, virtuous, valor. It also can mean army, host of forces, riches, substance, wealth. There's a great wealth of meaning in that one word. But basically, as Jesus was repeating this commandment, He was saying that the whole person should be involved in loving God. Think about that, beloved, our whole man. In fact, it was because of that comprehensive understanding that Brother Glass was given by the Lord, a sort of a title, if you will, or not a title, a slogan for Unveil Christ, which has always been the whole word for the whole man, for the whole world. It's the whole man that the Lord has especially wanted us to focus on. You know, I think all those years, those of you, he's gone home to be with the Lord now in 97, but there are some of you old timers that perhaps may have been in the services. Brother Glass really preached the whole Word of God, and he demonstrated, and he exhorted, and he declared who Jesus is, and revealed the Word of God to us, and He's the living Word, of course, Jesus is. But it's as He did that in such a powerful and excellent and complete way, it is if the ministry that has been continuing under me has been to emphasize the whole man. What does it mean to have Christ in us, the hope of glory? This ministry is unveiling Christ. He did that in preaching the Word of God, declaring Christ through God's Word. But beloved, we are to display Christ in our very life, in our existence, the whole man. And as we do that, we will be witnesses to the whole Word, the whole world. And part of the reason we don't have victorious Christian living is because we're divided within our very person. Didn't Jesus say a house divided against itself can't stand? He was referring, he was doing the miracles he was doing by the power of Beelzebub, and he's saying, well, you know, a house divided can't stand. But think about it in this context. We are body, soul, and spirit, and if our body and soul are in a conflict, are in opposition to what our spirit man wants, because our spirit, our inner man, Paul says, delights after the things of God. We delight to do the will of God. We find another force working in our members. It's the law of sin and death. It's the carnal nature, which we're to mortify. So, beloved, what the Holy Spirit is seeking to do is causing us, because we are naturally divided within ourselves, he's wanting to integrate our being. What does that word integrate? It means to form or blend into a whole, to unite. An integer, that noun, is a whole or a natural number. So, beloved, there's another, I don't know where it is, but this psalm says, unite my heart to fear thy name. Beloved, we need to be restored in a integration of our person. And you know, it's very interesting, that word integrity comes from that. That definition is a firm adherence to a code of values, especially moral. It's honesty, sincerity, singleness of purpose, purity of heart and motive. And surely, isn't that our desire as we love God with all of our being? That verb tamen in ancient Hebrew means to be complete, to be finished, to be perfect, spent, sound, used up, to have integrity. In Webster's definition, it means an unimpaired condition, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. So the basic meaning of that Hebrew word tom is that of completeness, with nothing else expected or intended. Praise God. So, beloved, we are called with all our entire being to integrate our entire being, body, soul, and spirit, to love the Lord our God with all that we are. I conclude with just a few scriptures from Psalms and Proverbs. Psalm 26 and 11 says, but as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Proverbs 11 and 3 says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressor destroys them. Psalm 25 and 21 says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. And finally, Psalm 41 and 12, but as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and settest me before thy face forever. That's a beautiful scripture to close on. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me next time as I bring the Word of God and share the good things of the Spirit of the Lord. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I do encourage you to write. Whatever you might be facing, sometimes you just can't stand alone. There's power in agreement. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,